Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When elephants fight, the biggest loser is the grass. Sudan is an example. Translated. I have never found in history a more eloquent expression of the evil of colonialism than the words of Rabi ibn Amir, may Allah be pleased with him, to the Persian commander. Quote, "We are a people whom Allah sent to lead mankind from the worship of other servants to the worship of the Lord of all servants." Unquote. While this statement was made to illustrate the purpose of the great message of Islam, which honors people through their worship of Allah and the preservation of their lives, wealth, and dignity, this sometimes manifests itself as a statement of its opposite. The mercy of Islam and the freedom it guarantees for people are contrasted with the enslavement of peoples and nations to colonialism, which sees them as mere machines generating gold and money. Between Khosrow and Caesar, America and Europe, Russia and China, there is a past and present in which people were enslaved, their wealth plundered, and their bones ground in wars that served only the thrones of tyrants. This struggle for thrones over the world is nothing new. Although Islam came 14 centuries ago and saved the Ummah from the clutches of Khosrow and Caesar, bringing them to the worship of Allah and ruling them by revelation, so that they lived in bliss and dignity with their lives, wealth, dignity, and honor preserved, the Islamic State was abolished more than a century ago, and the falsehood resumed its enslavement of nations and peoples. Humanity once again scorched by the fires of the new Khosrow. Muslim lands became the perpetual object of oppression after we lost our Khilafah Caliphate, the glorious state that was the undisputed leader in international politics, and no country dared to break its word. Sudan is a country rich in resources. Even if the West claims it is poor and in need of aid from it and its institutions, this is a thief's claim with three aims. The first is to distract Muslims from their source of strength and perpetuate the illusion of their weakness and impotence. The second is to ensure its plunder of the country's wealth without attracting attention and without accountability or oversight. Most importantly, it remains a dominant guardian of the state, enforcing its policies and implementing its agendas because, quite simply, quote, "there is no free cheese except in a mousetrap," unquote. For this trilogy, securing power, plundering wealth, and keeping Muslims in Sudan weak and vulnerable, the countries of the world are competing for shares in Sudan. Anyone who looks at the conflict in Sudan with a casual glance will mistake it for an ethnic, racial, or tribal conflict, as the media has been promoting. At best, the fighting is between the military and civilians, a struggle for power. However, the conscious Muslim who makes the Islamic doctrine akida his political reference and who knows that the kuffar, disbelieving, are his enemy and thus treats them as such, does not let any statement by the leaders of infidelity pass him by unnoticed, nor is he deceived by false friendship. Rather, he knows that the kufr states, while attempting to prevent the revival of the Ummah, are exerting tremendous efforts to do so everywhere. No American or European political statement about the conflict in a country like Sudan, considered the world's breadbasket and overlooking important maritime routes, will be mere rhetoric or mere expressions of opinion. Rather, the Muslim must be well aware that these successive statements about Sudan, the alleged humanitarian support, and the reconstruction attempts are all attempts to mobilize agents and shape the country's future policies in accordance with the interests of the colonizer and to consolidate its influence in the country. Sudan has been the focus of Western attention throughout the past century since the British influence there and its connection to Egypt. Then after it was separated from Egypt, British influence continued to ebb and flow until American influence settled there during the Nimeiri and Bashir eras. Europe, Britain and France continues to attempt to infiltrate it whenever the opportunity arises, as they did in exploiting the Darfur issue but failed, and they continue to attempt to gain access to Sudan. Therefore, in terms of importance, Sudan is important and a focus of attention for major players in international politics. This attention brings to Sudan and its people nothing but wars between the men of these major players, grinding the country and its people to the ground, while paying no attention to the hundreds of thousands of dead, the millions displaced, or the more devastating famine crisis in modern times. This is capitalism. the struggle of politicians for position and wealth, waging on people's lives and fortunes to the master who enslaves them. But ironically, in order to maintain his control, he has to renounce his colonialist status and instead step in as a protector of the country from an enemy of his own making. Today, America, in order to remove the men of Europe from the scene and ensure that no one disrupts its pursuit of its interests in this country and that there is no competitor for its wealth, is waging a war between two parties who strings its hold in line with its own interests. People are led to believe that Hamiti is an opposition figure and that Burhan represents the state. In reality, both are being manipulated by Americans' own agents, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. They play complementary roles that serve their goals in different ways. While Burhan seeks to consolidate his authority internally by mobilizing popular support and dismantling European influence through legal measures and externally, he is working to gain international legitimacy. Hemeti, on the other hand, is working to complete the elimination of British influence in Darfur, particularly in El Fasher, which he is striving to control without success despite his numerous attempts. He is also working to reshape himself as an armed opposition capable of containing the remaining European influence in the armed struggle movements in Darfur. Thus, America is monopolizing the Sudanese scene through its men on both sides. A government led by the army, headed by Burhan, and an opposition led by rapid support forces, led by Hamiti. These various governments, driven by the materialistic capitalist values and the insatiable hunger for wealth, have no qualms about instigating or fueling wars for profit, and they do not care about the horrific death toll, the scale of human suffering, or the resulting humanitarian catastrophe, as long as their political and economic interests are secured. These wars will continue to rage in Sudan, and crisis will continue, worsening with hunger, displacement, and bloodshed, unless the Sudanese people, especially the loyalists in the army, stand up to the American trilogy, their division of the country by separating Darfur after separating the South, normalization with the Jewish entity that usurped the blessed land and spreads corruption there, and this raging, sinful war amongst Muslims. Surely this Quran is sufficient as a reminder for those who devoted to worship. Surah Anbiya, verse 106. Hashtag Sudan Crisis. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bayan Jamal. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.